Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid Oshem. It teaches us that Mishnah Oshem Zasar B'Shlomim, the carbon Oshem got commingled with Shlomim, which we know the halachas are that a carbon Oshem is Kachi Kachim, and therefore it has to be brought in the Tzofen. A carbon Oshem is only eaten by Kohanim in the Azara, L'yoyim V'layla Echad, whereas the Korban Shlomim could be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. It's eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim to anybody, men, women, and it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. And now we have these two Korbanos. What should we do? Rav Shimon Omer teaches us, Rav Shimon, what we should do is we should do the shechita on both of these kabanas on the north side where the kachim are brought. And we could eat, and we should eat the carbon with the strictest application. Only men, only kahanim, only in Azara, only yoyim v'layla. I'm like, to which the chachamim say to him, well, what you're recommending is that if it's a shlomim, you're limiting the amount of time and the amount of people that could eat this carbon. And therefore, we can't agree what you say. There's a very fundamental question that the Achroinim discuss here. We are speaking about a case that the Arshim and the shlomim got mixed together. What would be that halacha in a situation where there's much more of one carbon or more shlomim than osham? Would that change the halacha? Sfasemis says that wouldn't change the halacha. And the Sfasemis explains the reason it wouldn't change the halacha is because even if you want to say we should go bus arrive and say it's a shlomim, the halacha is that davashesh lematirim, something that's ultimately going to become mutter, we don't say davashesh lematirim. We don't say that it becomes, there's a reason to say bittel. And therefore, there is nothing, it's enough to be considered a davashesh lematirim. And because it's a davashesh lematirim, they don't become bottle. There's a very famous minig question about saying mizma l'soida on Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Pesach, Chol Moed Pesach, because as we know, that carbon toida comes with 40 chalas, some of which are matzah, some of which are chametz, and obviously in Chol Moed Pesach, for example, we can't say carbon toida because we can't bring those chalas. Similarly, on Shabbos, they can't be said. We don't say mizmul toida because you don't bring a carbon toida on Shabbos because it's not a carbon that you have to bring on Shabbos. The question that comes up, as we just said, is what's going to be the halacha on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Pesach? Because we just learned the concept of aim of being kachon l'beis psul. So if we bring this carbon toida on Erev Pesach, on Erev Yom Kippur, we're not going to be able to eat them the entire time they can be eaten. They can be eaten the yoyim v'layla, but tonight is Pesach, or tonight is Yom Kippur, and therefore it's going to be considered a mevin kachal beis psul. And that's why many have the minig not to say, Ashkenazim have the minig not to say mizmul l'soida, not an Erev Pesach nor an Erev Yom Kippur. The Sfardim do say mizmul l'soida on Erev Yom Kippur. Because even though, obviously, we can't eat the carbon toida, most adults cannot eat the carbon toida at night, they can eat it by the people who are sick, and people who are children can eat it by night. So it's good enough that we should be able to eat it. But that's one point. The other question is, what about Erev Tisha B'Av? Erev Tisha B'Av should be like Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, the question is, what's the halacha? So that those that differentiate, the mashal, differentiates between Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, because when Mashiach comes, Yom Kippur will still be in effect. And since Yom Kippur will still be in effect, we won't be able to eat the Karma Taida on the night of Yom Kippur. But when Mashiach comes, M'Harav Yemenu, Tisha B'Av will no longer be a fast day when we can't eat Kabbanis. Given that Tisha B'Av will no longer be a fast day when we can't eat Kabbanis, the halacha is that on Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, the halacha will be that we can eat the carbon, we could say Mizmul Asayda. Continues the Mishnah, Nusar v'chatichas b'chatichas, if pieces of meat of kachim got mixed up, kachim kachim b'kachim kalim, and again, we have Kabbanis that are kachim kachim meat, like chatas and ashim, that got mixed up with carbon toida meat, and the chalim l'yom echad, or Kabbanis that have a limitation of being eaten only one day, with the carbon that's nechal l'shnei yom v'layla, with a carbon shlamim that can be eaten for 2 days and a night. The halacha is yoichlu k'chamish behen. The halacha dictates to us that we should eat. We have to follow the chumra on every piece. We have to follow the chumra on every piece of meat. And it's the Rishonim point out that never would there be a question. The question that we're discussing now would never be applicable by carbon oila. For they explain that a carbon oila is always a carbon oila. The way it's cut up is different than every other carbon. So when you'll have pieces of meat mixed up, it will be always obvious which type of carbon it is. Says the Maratana Tanakamei, the Rav. It was taught in front of Rav. Shvius, if you have Shmita produce and you sell the Shmita produce, so as we've learned many times, when you sell Shmita produce, the money you receive for that Shmita produce gets the kedusha of Shemitah. So if somebody sold Shemitah produce, ain't lechem demer truma. You can't use that money to buy truma. Neshemat b'achiloson, what you do by doing this, what you do with this, is you're lessening the amount of time that it could be eaten. Because the halacha b'shemitah is that Shemitah could only be eaten till this man beer. The halacha is that when at the point that there's nothing left in the field, the halacha is that you can't have the Shemitah, you can't eat that produce at home anymore. Truma does not have any statute of limitations. So by exchanging the Shemitah produce or buying with the Shemitah money, the halacha is that you won't be able to use it. The halach, therefore, you shouldn't do it, because as we're learning, ein mevin kachim lebeis hapsol. The question that many Rishonim already ask is that the halacha by Shemitah produce, as we just said, has as man beer by when you have to eat it, but the halacha is that the Rambam tells us that you could keep on distributing these peiros, amount of 3 meals to every person, and won't have to go to waste. So why are we saying that it's a problem? So some say because you won't necessarily always find people to give it to. Another explanation that I saw is that the first thing you have to do when you get to this stage, the Ramban says, is that you have to be mafker all the perishvias. Once you mafker all the perishvias, you don't know what's going to happen. And it may be taken by an animal. And like this, it would have been eaten by a person. And by this, it's being taken not by an animal. And by this, it's being taken by an animal. That's why it's called that you bring kachim lebesapsul. Tosfos asks a question. Why, if we're taking this position of emavin kachim lebesapsul, we're taking a position that Eim Avin Kachim Lebeis Apsol, so then the halacha is that why can we ever allow a Kohen to bake bread with flour of Truma before Pesach? The halacha is that the bread will have to be burnt on Erev Pesach, so how can we allow that to be made into bread? Isn't that considered Eim Avin Kachim Lebeis Apsol? Tosfos answers that the Pasuk says, by all Matnas Kuna and by all Kachim, that it should be eaten. We're going to speak about this soon. Lamashcha kederach shemalachim oichlim. The Torah wants it to be eaten in the most delicious and tasty way. If the halacha is going to be that we're going to be limited in what we could do with the truma because of this concern, it's a violation of lamashcha. And therefore, since it's a violation of lamashcha, that takes precedence over the concern of aim of being kachim lebeis apsol. Continues the Gemara. Amru Rabbanu Kamei to Rava. Says the Gemara, they said this halacha that we just learned to Rava. He said, Had like Rav Shimon. This is not consistent with what we just learned from Rav Shimon. Dik Rav Shimon, if we want to review what we learned from Rav Shimon, Hamar Rav Shimon said, Mavin Kachel Beis Apsol. Rav Shimon just told us in the Mishnah that we are allowed to do this. Amaluhu, to which Rava said, Afilu Tem Rav Shimon. Even if you're going to want to explain that we're following the opinion of Shimon, Hani Mili, Rav Shimon doesn't hold that there's no concern of Eim Avim Kachin L'Beis Apsol. He agrees that there's a concern of Eim Avim Kachin L'Beis Apsol. He says, in a Dievet situation, we have no option. B'l'chatchila, of course, he agrees that there's a concept of Eim Avim Kachin L'Beis Apsol. As the Gemara, l'chatchila loy, does that mean Rav Shimon does not agree to this concern? Eisvei Abaye, to which Abaye asks, for Kulam, by all Kachim that are allowed to be eaten, the Kahanim can eat the Kachim that they receive any way they prefer. Lechel and Sluyim, teed it, roasted, Shlukim, cooked, Shlukim means heavily cooked, Vishalim, cooked, Lessus, Latoichin, Tavlin, to put into the spice, Chulin, whether the spices are Chulin, whether the spices are Truma. Now, the reason he says this, as we said a moment ago, because the pasuk says when it comes to eating kachim, l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'chol nusatim l'moshcha, and it has to be eaten l'gdula in a tasty way. But let's think about this: when we put the spice that's truma into the kachim meat, what we're doing is we're lessening the amount of time it can be eaten, because there is no time that truma can be eaten. There's no time limit on truma. There is no time limit on truma, but there is time limit on kachim. And now we're limiting the time limit. So why, by putting it into the kachim? So why should it be permitted? Amalei and Rava responded, Hanachla Tumas Tavlin, your question is not really a very cogent question. Hanachla Tavlus Tavlin, because it's only with the Rabbonim. The way most Rishonim explain, that the halacha of truma is dog and tirish v'yitzer. The only foods that we have to take, the only produce we have to take truma, grain, grapes, and olives. And therefore, tavlin, which are not spices, are not chayiv in truma. There's a question what the Rambam's opinion is, which foods are chayiv and truma. And there are opinions that it seems that the Rambam holds that everything is subject to truma. So we're going to have to say that even the Rambam agrees that Rav Shimon, he holds like the Chachamim, the Rambam holds like the Chachamim, that truma is taken from all produce. Whereas Rav Shimon agrees that by tavlin, there's no chiv of truma, there's no chiv of truma by tavlin medaraisa. And therefore here, we can be more lenient. The Baal Tanur asks another question. We spoke a moment ago about mixing truma and shmita. The halacha is that shmita produce can be eaten even if it's tamei. Truma cannot be eaten when it's tamei, as we know. So now the question is: we spoke about mixing shmita with truma, and we spoke that the truma produce now has limitations that it could only be eaten as long as the shmita could be eaten. But why don't we say that the shmita produce can also has limitation, that it could eaten when tamei and truma cannot? Says the Panami Irim. Panami Irim is to answer the question, that the Tfas Emes explains that the reason of Shimon is not concerned about the risk of truma shvius mixture is because tumah will not prevent the mixture from being eaten, since tumas yerek is only midrabbanim. Abaye is saying that the event the becomes tumah, they'll waive the obligation that tumas yerek is tumah and will allow it to be eaten. Eisvei asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni teaches us ein lokan truma b'kesa maisa. We're not allowed to buy truma. We know that the first year, and the second year, and the fourth year, and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, the halacha is that you give Maaseh Sheni, and the halacha is that you could redeem that money and bring the kesa maisa to Yerushalayim. The halacha is that ein lokan truma b'kesa maisa. You're not allowed to buy truma with that produce, neshamat b'chilosoi, because the loch is that maaseh sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Maaseh sheni may not be eaten by an oinon. Truma can be eaten everywhere, and it can be eaten by an oinon. So when you buy truma with kesef maaseh sheni, now it gets the din of maaseh sheni, and you're limiting it. Rav Shimon matter. So now the question is, we just answered that by Truma Drabbanan there are different rules. But here we're talking about a deraisa concern. Why would you be allowed to use Maaseh Sheni? Why would you be allowed to use Maaseh Sheni to buy Truma? Ishtaklei. Rava remained silent and he didn't have an answer. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Lekamei Rav Yosef. When Abai came to Rav Yosef, Amalai Mailoi Tesvei, why don't you ask Rava from the following Mishnah Masechta Shemitah? Miha, the Mishnah Masechta Shemitah says, "Eim avashim yel k'shviyas b'shemen shel truma." We may not cook vegetables that are shemitah vegetables in the oil of truma shleivoy kachon beis apsol, because what we're going to do is we're going to limit the amount of time we could eat the truma, and therefore we're not allowed to do so. Rav Shimon matter. Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So again, isn't this clearly a proof that Rav Shimon holds under all circumstances that he's not concerned about emavim kachon lebeis apsul? So I saw the mefarshim ask. The Gemara already asked the question. Abai already asked the question. A Rava from a Mishnah is there a reason to bring another Mishnah? Is the point just to ask more and more questions? So I saw that the mefarshim give a number of answers to that question. The Mishnah Masechta Shviyas comes before, one answer that the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, what we just learned, comes before the Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni, which was the basis of the previous question. And therefore, we always want to ask from the first Mishnah. Another answer, that the Mishnah for Maaseh Sheni, we could have said that it's talking about Truma Derabbanan. But here, we're talking about Shemen. And as we said earlier, everybody agrees that Shemen, everybody agrees that Shemen, the halacha is considered the raisa. So the answer that the Gemara has been trying to give, that there's a difference between Truma Drabana and Truma Daraisa, is not applicable here. Amal Abaya, V'lav Miyasim Nohar Tavlin, but when we ask a question, there Shimon allowed the Tavlin to be used, V'amali, and the answer to that question was, the truma that he allowed them to use truma tavlin in kachim, even though it makes the truma limited in amount of time, and we answered tumas tavlin rabbanon hachinami. We're going to have to say is tumas tremek rabbanon. Says the Gemara, yachi. If that's what the Mishnah Masechta Shemitah is talking about, if chamer bayil misni yerek shel truma b'shemen shel shviyas, because if it's shemen shel truma, then as we said, shemen shel truma is the raisa. Says the Gemara, V'lami Svisa Mesnisen, says Abai to Rabbi Yosef, haven't we asked the question from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, the matter of Shimon, or Shimon allowed us to take the pieces of meat that were co-mingled and eat them, even though it causes Mavin Kachin Basib Sol, Vomali, and how did he explain that? How did he explain the opinion of Shimon that allowed this to happen? And the reason, the way it was explained, was because it was a diyevet situation. It already happened, and now we're, so to speak, stuck. Once we explained, says the Gemara, our Mishnah that way, all the Mishnayos fall into place. Or I'm going to be speaking about the Erev, that it happened, and now we have to figure out what to do. Ask the Gemara, Idi Erev, if that's the situation, where it's something that happened that's not in our control. So now we have a question, Mai Tamai Drabanan, why would the Rabbanan a Machmer? Says the Gemara, Mid the Hava Oshim Vishlomim. Even though Oshim Vishlomim, we learned in the Mishnah, got mixed up together, and now we're facing a Dievet situation, still our Mishnah said that even though we're facing a Dievet situation, we could eat it. We can't eat it, and they don't allow us to eat it because they're so committed to the concept of Emavim Kachon Beis Psul. That's why in all the other cases, that will be the opinion of the Rabbanan as well. But asking Marmi Dami, how could you compare? Hasam, Esle Takanta Beriyah. In our Mishnah, when the animals got mixed up, we could just let them all become Balimum, as we've been learning the Mishnais. Ha, Lesle Takanta Beriyah. But when we have the Truma got mixed up, we don't have that option, says the Gemara. No, Holo Dama Elachatichis, the Kivan, the Lestakanta, the Eitzah, the trying to Yirashi Istavu, doesn't work. Taichel Kacham Shebehen. And that's why in all the cases where, we have no option, what will be the halacha? Obviously, the halacha is going to be that the Rabbanan will agree. So all these Mishnayis that we have in Machloikis of Rav Shimon the Chachamim must be in a case where there is, where it's not a B'dievid. And Rav Shimon is even lenient in a case where it's not B'dievid, and the Rabbanan are Machmer. And therefore, we have a very strong question. Therefore, it's obvious that we can't just limit Rav Shimon's leniency to B'dievid situations. Maskel or Ravina Midami, how can we compare the case of the Shvius and Truma to the case of the pieces of Kabbanis? Mi dami, chaticha b'chateicha, less like tekanta klal. When you get pieces of meat that we began our share with today, of different types of Kabbanis mixed up, there's nothing we could do. Hi, but when you have a vegetable of Shemitah that got mixed up with oil of Truma, there's an option, it's like tekanta b'schita. We could squeeze out the oil. And therefore, as we're learning now, when there's going, isn't there a reason, isn't it make sense to differentiate between a B'dievet and Chathila, Rabbi Yosef, and how will Rabbi Yosef, who compares the two situations, explain? He says, because what are you suggesting? That the Shemitah produce that got mixed up with the oil should be squeezed out? Heichin nischet. Nischet tuva, and we're going to squeeze it out heavily, we're ruining Shemitah produce. Nifset Purta, just to squeeze it out a little, that we haven't accomplished anything. Saif, Irvim Arav. And that's why saying Schita is not really an option. Esve asked the Gemara, the Braisa that speaks at a Metzaira, that a Metzaira has a suffix, if he's a Metzaira Musgur, that's not obligated to bring a carbon, or is a Metzaira Muchlet that has to bring a carbon on the eighth day. And it's important to give some introductory remarks to the situation. The Torah in Parshas Tisrei tells us that if a person sees a nega on his body, he has to show it to the Kohen. The Kohen will, if the Kohen can't determine if the person is Tamei or not, he quarantines the person for 7 days. Such a person is called a Metzaira Muzgur. After 7 days pass, the Kohen looks at the Nega another time. If he decides that he's tar, the person washes all his clothing, goes to the mikveh and he's fine, and he's perfectly fine and can eat kachim. He doesn't have to bring any kabbanis. If the Kohen determines that he's a Tamei, then the halacha is he's called now a Metzaira Muchlet, and he remains at Mechutz L'machna until he becomes Tahar. After he becomes Tahar, the Tahar, Tahar and Pashim Mitzayra describes the process. On this day that the Kohen declares him to be Tahar, that the Tzaras went away, he has to wash all his clothing, has to shave off all the hair in his body, and he goes to the mikveh. But he has to be mechutz l'machna for 7 days. After 7 days, he again shaves all the hair of his body, cleans his clothing, and goes to the mikveh. On the 8th day, he brings 2 kabanas, shnei kvasim, achas l'oil of achas l'ashem, one for an oil, one for an ashem. A kivsa achas, he brings for a chatas, shloish esroidim soils mincha belula v'shemen, v'loik shemen. So says the Gemara. Here we have this question. We're not sure, was he a mitzayra or was he not a mitzayra? So now we don't know what he should do. So what does Rav Shimon say? Mamachris, he should go through the whole process of the shaving, etc. And on the day after, the day that we just spoke about, that he has to bring all the kabanas, maybe a keves l'shamay for his kabban asher v'loigay imay with a loig shemen along. Vaymer, and he says to the kohen, "Im shamatzayra, if amatzayra, hare ze l'shamay, then this should be brought for my kabban asham, and the loig that he brings along, that should be the loig that has to be brought, as we said a moment ago, along with it. If he wasn't a mitzayra, and therefore he doesn't have to bring a karma asham, asham ze sheshalmi medava, the asham should be brought as a carbon shlam medava. The halacha is, since we don't know how to treat this carbon, so asham tan shechita betzafin, it should be brought betzafin, and the oil, like we always bring, and the blood of that carbon, that we know that the blood of an Asher Metzora is put on his right thumb, right ear, right toe. We should go through that process. It should have, that because we're treating it like a carbon Asher. On the other hand, since, as we just said, it actually might be a carbon Shlomim, so we have to treat it with all the halachas of a carbon Shlomim. So it has smicha and the sach and tunuvus kaz v'shoik v'nechel l'yoyim v'layla. All the reason of coming shlomim. So we see, and now when we're going to shecht it, we're going to treat it like a carbon asham. If we're going to treat it like a carbon asham, the halacha will be that it's only nechel l'yoyim v'layla. Doesn't that mean that we're taking it down from the amount of time it may be eaten? So how are we allowed to do this? If you say Emavin Kachin Lebeis Psol, to which the Gemara answers that Kune Gavri Shavni. Here it's entirely different, because what is our goal here? Our goal here is to make the person be able to get out of his mess, so to speak, that he'll be able to eat Kachim. And if our goal is that the person should be able to eat Kachim, so of course we are going to be lenient, even though it means bringing kachim lebeis apso. Ask the Gemara, hatenach asham. But ask the Gemara that we bring the carbon and we make a tanai. And the tanai we make is, if it's a carbon asham, we'll bring, it's asham. Not it's a shlomim, and we do all the chumras. But ask the Gemara, that's good with the asham. Loig, but what do we do with the loig that comes with it? Michael Amemer. What should we do with that loig shemen on the tzad that he's not mitzayr muchlet? How could we bring that oil into Lazara if he's not mitzayr? It's bringing chul in Lazara. Says the Gemara, the Omar, the mitzayr says, if I'm not mitzayr, this loig will be a nedava, that he should be brought as a nedava. Says the Gemara, but there's a very big difference when you bring shemen as a nedava versus when you bring shemen because you're a mitzayra. If you bring shemen as a nedava, you have to take off a kamitza. So ask that, and that part is taken and put on the mizbeach, and the rest is given to the kohanim. So v'dibur la mitzayrahu. Why should we not be concerned that maybe he's not a mitzayra and kamitza was required? Says the Gemara, okay, the makmitz will do kamitza. But says the Gemara, But on the other hand, we should be concerned with Dilma Mitzairahu. Maybe he was a Mitzaira, Ubayi, and the Kohen has to take when that oil, Matan Sheva, as the Tosuk says regarding the oil that the Mitzaira brings. For Tava al Kohen has to tzbay, Yimanus Man Hashem, and Ashal Kapay as smallest. Vizim Man Hashem, but that's by a Sheva Pamel of Nei Hashem. Says the Gemara, the Yav. But ask the Gemara, for Chosalei, if you're going to take off Kmitza, you have to first. But the Torah says that a Mitzvah is supposed to bring a light shaman. And if you take off Kmitza, then you don't have a full light shaman. Says the Gemara, what you'll do is the Maisi Purta. After the Kmitza, you'll bring some oil, and then you'll fill up the light shaman from the amount that you did for the Kmitza. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta and the Dorim teaches us, Chaser Loig Achla Yatzak, if before you did, before the Kohen pours into his left palm from that oil Nisam, Yamalenu, you fill it up. It says the Gemara, but there's another problem. Vaha, the Kohenitz that the Kohen takes off, Bayak Torah, it has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, okay, Daktalei, you'll put it on the Mizbeach. But ask the Gemasha Amos, exactly when will that take place? Ibas Matana Sheva, if you're gonna do that after you did the Sheva Azaz, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to burn it anymore. Because Havel Shirayim Shachosra Be Kamitz Laktara. There's a new halacha that if the Shirayim are not complete, if not all of the Shirayim are there after you do the Kamitza, and now you want to burn the Kamitz, you can no longer burn the Kamitz. Havel Shirayim Shechosru and Kamitza Laktara, and the halacha is that if the shrine are not all there left, then the halacha is emakterim sektayim salam. You can't burn the ktayrus. Vin kaidem ekan sheva, and if you're going to say that you're going to burn the kaimus before you use the oil, so now the halacha is harei. There's another halacha. Kol shem emenu leishim. The Torah says that any carbon you put the part that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, the rest of it should not be put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, in the case, if the Shemen is now really in the Dover Shemen, the burning the Chaimetz means that you have to burn the Chaimetz, and the Shrayim may not be burnt. So how could I use the Shrayim, this oil that I have now for Haktar, for Hazor, to put on the Mitzairah? Hazor in the Halach is considered like Tara. Because of this, says the Gemara, Amr of Yudah B'Reid of Shimon and Pazi, the Kohen takes off Kohenitz. And after he takes off the Kohen, he spritzes the Sheva Azaz of the Shemen. And the reason that there is no problem, even though some of the Shrayim is not burnt, is not here anymore, it was spritzed on the Mitzaira, because there's a new answer. The Masakle L'Shem Eitzim. The halacha is that even though you're not allowed to put the leftovers of a carbon on the Mizbeach, it's not the Kaimitz, but you could put them on as fuel, as wood. So here too, the Kayin will spritz the oil and make the following stipulation. He'll say, if this person's a Mitzayir Muklet and he has to bring Shemen, so then this is not Shemen that's being brought as an Adava. And the Ktara of the Kaimitz is not considered an act of Haktara. And the Shiari Hashemen are not considered, and then the Shiari Hashemen are not considered Shrayim. The Hazar will be L'Shem Tahara. But if he's not a Mitzayir Mukhlet, and the Shem is being brought as an Adava, and the Haktara's Chaimitz is considered a real act of Haktara, and now the question is, how could you use the Shiari Hashemen for Hazar? The Shrayim may not be used. So we're saying that the Hazar should be like spritzing water that are not considered an act of Akhtara. When is Hazar considered an act of Akhtara? It's an when it's required. Here it's not required, so it's not an act of Hazar. The Tanya, and we see a precedent for this, the Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer, the Pasuk says, Ki chosa v'chol dvash l'shektir menesh l'Hashem. And the Pasuk says, for the carbon ratio takrivais lo Hashem, that even though Sar Dvash cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, They can be brought l'kam reishis. What does that mean? They can be brought for bikurim. And the halacha is that v'mizbeich lo yal l'reich l'mechayich, the pasuk is that we're not allowed to burn it. So how do we reconcile this? To teach us l'reich l'mechayich, it can't be put on the mizbeich l'reich l'mechayich, yatamala, avatamala l'shem eitzim. So here too, if you're going to put it on and you're not obligated to put it on, you're not going to have a mind that a shrine that's not being allowed to be put on. You're going to have a mind that I'm putting it on, l'shem eitzim.